I'm Madeline Brand in Los Angeles, and this is Day to Day. We're back again with more bad news from the mutual fund industry. The Securities and Exchange Commission and regulators in Massachusetts charged five former brokers at Prudential Securities with fraud this morning. So as the scandal widens seemingly by the day, let's ask what mutual fund investors are to do. Joining us from the Marketplace Newsroom in Los Angeles is Tess Viglin. Hi, Tess.
Hello, Madeline.
Tess, we've jokingly talked before about putting our money under mattresses, and with these daily revelations, maybe that's not so far-fetched.
Yeah, well, it depends. If you're ready to get absolutely no return on your money and, in fact, lose value because of inflation, go ahead and box spring it. But most people want their money to gain value. And right now, 90 million households have some $7 trillion of that money parked in mutual funds. Will these scandals prompt folks to pull those funds out? Sure, some will. But the experts tell me as long as the market seems to be going up, as it is this year, investors are probably going to stay put.
And if they do stay put, is there any way of telling whether their investment firms are doing things on the up and up?
Well, there are some signs that you can look for, like high volatility, meaning there's lots of trading going on within the fund, big swings in price, and you can look at the cost of the fund itself. But of course, it took a state attorney general and the SEC to uncover all this stuff. It's hard to say that we investors should be responsible for ferreting those things out as well.
And so what about choosing a mutual fund company?
Well, quite often you don't have a choice. For a lot of us, the investment company is determined by our employer's retirement package. But the bottom line is, should you be investing your money with the mutual fund companies that have had their names in the headlines? And I put that question to Martin Melkonian. He teaches economics at Hofstra University.
I think it's a cautionary sign. One should certainly take into account funds that have been implicated, but I wouldn't necessarily rule it out for that purpose. But it certainly is a red flag.
And if you decide to leave mutual funds, what are some of the options besides the mattress?
Well, the least risky investments, of course, are short-term treasuries, money market funds, but they're still susceptible to things like inflation and interest rates. Of course, CDs have been getting practically no return while interest rates have been so low the last couple of years. If interest rates climb, then bonds will become more attractive. If you're willing to take on risk, you can invest in individual stocks. And, of course, there's always real estate. But some of the experts will tell you we're facing the short-term possibility of a housing bubble. Bottom line, do your homework no matter where you put your money. And today in the Marketplace Newsroom, we're looking at how to sell a political party and its candidates.
Tess Viglin of Public Radio's daily business show Marketplace joins us regularly at this time for discussions about money and business. And Marketplace is produced by Minnesota Public Radio. Thanks a lot, Tess.
My pleasure, Madeline.